Rainey had no sooner turned back toward the crowd than she ran into a man. She had just started to apologize when she looked up and realized who he was. George Walker stood before her. His beefy face was flushed red. His cheeks were covered in moisture. He raised his hand to point at Rainey, and she was struck by how hard his massive body was trembling. Rainey's throat went dry. She tried to swallow, muster a coherent greeting. She was pinned by the ravaged look in George Walker's eyes. "What have you done for my daughter?" he bit out.
We're working very hard, sir."
"You fucked up all the evidence," George Walker roared. People glanced their way at the sudden noise. His wife saw them, went ashen, and hurried over.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Walker. I know this is very difficult.
That little bastard killed my daughter, and you're not even trying to put him away. You think I don't know? You think we haven't heard? He killed our little girls, and you're protecting him. He butchered our little girls, and you're trying to clear his name."
George.
His wife had arrived. She put her tiny hand on his arm as if she could hold him back. She gave Rainey a pleading look.
"I'm sorry,"
Rainey whispered. "Sorry? You haven't even come to our house. Our children were murdered in cold blood, and you didn't even pay your respects."
"George, your heart. George!"